You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
TFM Podcast is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Lab. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, they get better and better every week. I know I say it. I just want to thank you for getting involved with this podcast. Thank you for telling your friends. Keep doing that. You can keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep telling your brothers, your sisters, your sorority brothers, fraternity brothers, sorority sisters, everybody, keep telling people. We love that you guys love listening to this podcast. We like being a part of your day when you're walking to class, when you're going to the gym, when you're in a road trip. I keep getting those snaps, and I say it every week. It tickles my balls. Every time someone sends me a Snapchat, it's a picture of them listening or where they're listening or how they're listening. And it's awesome. And I always respond. So thank you guys. Keep sending those. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat and all platforms. I'm very excited about today's guest, a return guest. Always awesome when you come on the show, Nori Davis.
Man. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, Alpha Kai U.
There we go.
That's not a real thing.
No, just making up fraternities.
Yep. Shout out to my fraternities and my sororities. Ski! There you go.
You ever notice the black fraternities? They always have like some wild shit. Like it is like another like
it's a party.
It's a party, but then like there's stuff like that I do like did with my fraternity that like a black fraternity would look at us and be like, "What the fuck are those idiots doing?" Then there's black fraternities that will do stuff like they'll have like
they'll
different
stomp,
cheers
they'll
and stomp
out. Yeah,
they'll stomp the yard.
Yeah, I learned from fraternities because they stomp the yard. Other than that, I never knew. I thought it was just a bunch of kids that the parents never hugged them that much.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Let's just join."
No,
this.
We're here to give them the hugs.
Yeah, and we're here to give them the
That's
hugs.
That's what today's all about. Nori, dude, I'm so happy you came on. You're always great.
I'm back, baby. Let's do it.
Go follow. Follow Nori on Twitter @NoriDavis. He's also going to be on the it's the first comedy show on Tidal.com.
Yeah, hosted by Cypher Sounds and Tidal.com
is
Jay-Z's network. So hit up on November 3rd, hit up Tidal.com. You can watch my stand up and along with the other funny comedians, and definitely hit up my website, NoriDavis.com, and my Twitter. And
there we go.
I got your laughs, baby.
Awesome. There.
Got
and he's got an album out on iTunes you can all check out called Home Game. It's an awesome album.
Sir.
I've listened to it. It's great. Let's get into it. You ready for these emails?
Hell yeah, let's do it, man.
Before we get started, I was in last week. I went to Dallas and Austin.
Okay.
And some listeners of the podcast came out.
That's awesome,
it
man.
It was great.
That's good.
So much fun. And I got nice and drunk out there.
Nice.
I had a good time.
They got you drunk?
Yeah. There was some drinking going on. It was a great time. So anyone who came to those shows in Dallas and Austin, I'm coming to some other cities. Chicago next week. This weekend I'm in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun. And then after that, we'll be in Philly, D.C., Virginia Tech, Boston, Syracuse. So if you want to come out, go to my website, jtraincomedy.com.
Man, there's a lot of white people there. That's
tons
good.
Of white people. jtraincomedy.com.
Go see Jared.
Yeah, the only dark people are the people with tans.
No,
you know, like, that's
them.
All that comes out.
Dark
so
people.
Let's let's go to the emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's do
TFM
it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We got Halloween coming up.
Oh, yes, we do.
I've gotten a lot of emails about Halloween. We do every year. What should I be for Halloween?
All
what
right.
is some shit that girls like that will increase the chances of bringing something home? What do you think?
That's the question.
Yeah, that's the question.
So he wants to dress up something that will get him laid.
The stick ain't sucking itself. You know?
I don't know. Be a.
What's your strategy for Halloween? Do you have a strategy
to get laid? Wear outfits so I can get me laid.
The
outfit's not gonna get you laid. There's no woman that's gonna be like, "Oh, I want his dick with me.
I want that Ninja Turtle."
Like, yeah, because he looks like a book.
Trying to get that book dick.
Oh my god! Are you a Netflix?
Yeah.
Yes. Come in me. No. It's,
so what do you think? There are things that can make it easier, right?
Okay, make it easier, sensitive to the woman's eye.
Do you ever see a costume that you're like, I don't know about that, dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. If it has blackface, no.
Blackface is out.
Blackface is
out. I tweeted this yesterday.
Don't do that,
I was like, I tweeted this yesterday, but I was like, listen, Yeah. Listen, high school teens, word of the wise, straight out of Compton, not a good costume
don't
idea.
Don't do it. Yeah, stay off of Vine.
That is letting you, you're on a ledge with that. Yeah. You're not going to succeed.
If you want to do straight out of Compton, just get a Jerry Curl and a hat.
Yeah.
And you're fine.
That's enough.
That's it.
That's
don't
it.
Go,
but
don't
even
reach
that,
for the makeup.
Yeah.
Even that. You know what I'm saying? You could be a gangster. That's
put
totally
that self-tanner
fine,
away.
Just be creative. I think any outfit, Halloween costume that's creative, that will attract a woman.
A little
attention.
Bit of thought.
Like thought. Like, if you want to be a spam folder, dress up as a can of spam and just hold some folders.
There you go.
There you go.
And then
make a woman think.
Here's my do's and don'ts. Okay.
Right.
I've thought about this a little bit, and every year I kind of think about it a little bit more. And
okay.
Now I think if you're a dude out there, don't be the guy that's trying to look hot.
Mm.
Like Jack Sparrow. You ever see that guy that's dressed as a pirate and you're like, you liked putting on that eyeliner a little too much. You were like, this
makeup
is looking good. But you don't say it. But it's saying it with the costume. If you're trying to look hot as a dude.
He went to his sister like, can you help me with this? And she was like, I cannot wait.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And then like the
this
guy.
This is the day.
You can't be that guy because everyone can tell when you're trying to look hot.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah.
I figured this out last Halloween. I went as a pea pod.
Ah, all right.
And you know, the great thing about pea pod was that it was simple.
Like the one at Stop and Shop, those pea
just
pods?
Like a pea pod. Like I had
the actual pea. Oh, I was the
pea in the pod.
Because you know I'm in Westchester. Those pea pods that they can pick up your groceries from.
Oh,
I
no,
thought you was
no,
that.
Not like the
you
delivery
had, like, a whole
service.
Bunch of groceries just hanging on your shit.
No, not Stop and Shop delivery.
Yeah.
No, I was an actual pea pod.
Right,
if you go to my Instagram, Jared Free, there's a picture of me from a year ago doing stand up as the pea pod. The great thing about something simple like that is people know it right away and they don't expect it.
Yes.
You want to dress as anything. As a guy, I think you want to either have something like spam folder. I think that's great.
Something
where
clever.
It's like you explain it and they go,
and
then they get it right away. Or you want to dress as close to what a baby was dressed as.
Yeah.
You want to go simple that way. Like you would think of a baby in a pumpkin or a pea pod or an apple. Like this year, my costume, I'll reveal that on Saturday.
Okay.
But I will.
You're not going to reveal it now.
Not going to reveal it now. But
sorry,
it is,
listeners.
It is simple.
Okay.
I would say like I, you know, Cecil the Lion, I saw that there was a girl that was sending me snaps of Cecil the Lion. I think that's great, but I think even like if a dude's walking around as a cat, like in a full cat, that's funny.
That.
Like that's simple. I think the ones that you get off course or where they're, you don't want to dress too creepy.
No.
You don't want to be like.
Any Avengers good. Women like to fuck Thor.
Yeah.
Be Thor.
Thor could be
get
on that hot
hair,
one, though.
Yeah.
You could be trying to get.
Well, you have to put no makeup on them.
I know. That's
but if they
true.
Start doing their
look,
hair too
you're not
going
to look like Thor.
Yeah. Huh?
You better be like a 6'7
no, fat.
Animal,
no, you want to go opposite of Thor. So you want to be
funny.
Fat Thor.
You could be
if
fat.
You're fat
Thor.
Yeah, if you're a fat guy, that's funny for
Alcoholic
Thor.
Alcoholic Hulk.
Yeah. Alcoholic Hulk. I like. You got to make it so it's a.
Rent now paid Iron Man.
Yeah, a diversion. Of bankrupt Iron Man.
Bankrupt Iron Man.
You want to go
all
one
foil.
Yes. I want if you're gonna do something that's out there in the you know, like a relevant pop thing,
exactly.
you have to twist it a little bit.
Give it a big twist.
For girls, I will say this. If you're gonna go sexy something,
isn't it
you gotta go all the
something?
Way. Yeah, it's all sexy something. But you can't here's the least
don't go sexy.
Both sexes. I don't care what it is.
Go ugly.
No, the both sexes.
Be natural. I don't
here's know. The one thing you don't want to do on Halloween. Apathy is the worst Halloween costume.
Mm.
That is the worst Halloween costume because everyone reads that right away and they're like, oh, this dude thinks he's too cool for Halloween. Oh, you're above it.
Being a hipster about it?
Yeah,
being a hipster,
don't be too. Apathy is the ugliest Halloween costume, no question, because you see a girl who's like not into it. You're like, oh, how good in bed will she be? You know, she can't even get into Halloween. Even for a dude, how quickly is that guy to go down on a girl? Nope.
No.
You know,
I love this podcast. I could be a man.
But I'm right, though.
Yeah, you are right.
If you saw a girl that just put on cat ears, you'd be like, oh, that's Starfish. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, she's just into it. She's not into it.
So listen, if you guys are dressing up for Halloween, send me your costumes. I'll put them out on Twitter and stuff and retweet it. And I always on what I like to do, Snapchat has made it. Are you on Snapchat?
No, I'm not on Snapchat.
You gotta get on it, man.
Is it good?
It's awesome. I'm JTrain56.
All right.
Basically, what I do is I snap pictures of people not dressed up, and then I say what they are dressed up as.
Oh, and then you draw
them. And then I make fun of them.
Oh, you make fun of them?
Just some guy.
I see people can draw on
them. You can draw on them. It's great. TFM Podcast, at gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nori Davis. It's going to be on title.com November 3rd. Go check him out at Nori Davis
and
on Twitter.
Home Game on iTunes.
Home Game. It's really funny. Fucking great.
Thank
so
you,
go check
Thank
it
you,
out.
Man.
Social media creep.
Okay, social media creep. Go.
What up, Jay? Doesn't matter. Doesn't answer my emails. Love the podcast.
Oh, I got a little animosity there.
Listen to every episode since I started in May. Anyways, since you didn't answer my email last week, I still need your help. Hopefully there aren't any good emails this week. No, there were good ones. This one just got into my...
Damn, he's bitching too.
I know. Come on.
Answer my emails. And you don't do nothing.
What are you,
anyway, whatever.
So. I talked to this girl at a party about a month ago, and immediately I got that old-fashioned feeling where I'd do anything to bone her. Oh, that sweet old-fashioned feeling.
Oh, man, a lot of desperation. I've been there.
I like that he made it sound like it was a like an episode of...
Like it's a trivia.
The Wonder Years. Oh, that old fashioned feeling of wanting to
bone
her.
Well, that's a classic Dumb and Dumber line.
Is
that he's quoting there, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. I never know movie lines.
But that's how he just screams into the heavens. I'll do anything to bone this one, please.
Seriously.
Legally.
She looks like all my all-time celeb crush, Kelly Kapowski, and even seems super cool. The only problem is I only talked to her for about 2 minutes and didn't pull digits, snap, or any way of contacting her. It's a fairly small campus, but that's the only thing, only time I've seen her. I need to find her, but I don't. I need to find her.
I need to find her.
This just got very massive. But I don't know how. I know what sorority she's in, but I'm not in a frat. I found her on social media.
Jesus
he
Christ.
Keeps going down this rabbit hole of creepiness.
Man.
But we've all done it, but thought it would be weird to follow her. Need your help, even if you don't put on the podcast. What do you think? How does he approach her? Because we're all out there social media wise. You can find pretty much anyone. It's like if you match with someone on like Tinder or Bumble, you have the first name.
Yeah.
You can look up name, where they work, when they graduated, and then it comes up from their what's it called? The work one.
Exactly, because it's all connected through Facebook, right?
LinkedIn.
Oh, their LinkedIn one comes up.
That's stalker shit, man.
I'll be the stalker.
What an investigator. Yeah, right?
But I'm being honest for the listeners, because I know there's guys sitting there being like, I know that too. That's my move.
I've done that too.
I'm saying like, it's all out there, and we know we're looking each other up, but how do you approach somebody? Because especially on Halloween.
Yeah.
You're going to open up a lot of doors on Halloween because, you know what? Costumes are conversation starters.
Yes.
You say, and alcohol and
shots.
What
was this 2 minute conversation, though? He needs to get more detail than that. Like, you had that chance, man. Mile. You had your one chance to blow. You only had one chance. I think you fucked it up, dude.
Yeah.
What was it? Like, hey, how are you?
You got to reference that conversation.
You like Flintstones? And she's like, what? And then she just walked away.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye. Like, now he's trying to like, oh, I fucked up. I need to find where she's at.
Well, maybe referencing that conversation is really, you know, you have to... If you're going to approach someone on social media, you got to call out the creepy ahead of time.
Yeah.
You don't follow.
Yeah.
I think following or friending is a bad idea.
Definitely because of the time span from that conversation. Because
the longer you get away,
the more it's going to be more creepy.
The longer you get away, the longer you've had that boner
for. Exactly. Yeah.
And she knows it. You're thirsty.
Yeah, it can't be thirst.
Yeah.
You can't gotta be hungry. Can't be thirsty.
Here's what I do. If you meet, because this happens on Halloween. Like just like we said, like when you do the spam folder, you do the
So
that starts your conversation. Mm-hmm. What are you dressed as? Oh, that's so funny. Oh, you look good in it.
Try to find a mutual friend, maybe.
Mutual
friend. Hey, my blah, blah, blah is going to that party, too. And show up there. And then like, oh, and that accidentally bump into you type thing.
I think that's a good move. I think the move here, when you approach on social media, if you're going to do this move, okay?
Yeah.
And you don't know how you can see her again, the only way you can see her is by... taking that move.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's fine. I think what you do, I think you go to Facebook.
Yeah.
And you send the message. The problem on Facebook is it goes to the other box.
Yeah.
Do you know the other message box?
The junk mail?
On Facebook, there's two inboxes. There's the regular one, and then there's the other. I didn't check it for like a year, and I had all these messages from people that had come to shows and stuff.
Right. Why does that go in there?
Because they didn't friend me. So I'm kind of go back on my advice before. I think you have to do it hand in hand. friend and message at the same time.
I just have a page. I don't have the actual Facebook.
Oh, you don't? You're
profile.
On the fan page.
No, I just have a fan page. Look at how. It was too much time consuming, man. It was like a video game.
Really?
I got to stop looking into other people's lives.
Oh,
my career is going to plummet. So now I just
maybe that's what my problem is.
Yeah. I just talk about Twitter and Instagram.
I think the friending with the message included. So you're saying, hey, I know it's weird. I had no other way of getting in touch, but I thought we had a really good time at that party. This Halloween, I'll be doing this.
Yeah.
Would love for you and your friends to come out. Like, you have to, you know, touch the creepy that you're doing, address it, and then move into get out of there. You can't get on. So make a quick, like, hey, sorry about this. Had no idea how to get in touch, but I thought we had a good conversation.
But what does he do with that emotion of, will she reply?
Yeah, well.
Like in a fucking audition, like, hey, ba 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 ba, send. Just like, and you're like,
And then you just wait.
And now you just wait. And now you're just thinking about sweating out the whole time.
I think
why I'm like, maybe a mutual friend, maybe he can try to bump into her by accident. He said it's a small campus, right?
Yeah.
Send it to the universe, my brother. ask the universe and they shall receive it right back.
I think that's a good strategy too. If you do have a mutual friend on Facebook, maybe you message the mutual friend and be like, hey, I met your friend at a party. I really don't know how to approach. Do you ever hang out with this girl?
Yeah.
And then, like, next time you're hanging out, you guys go meet up at that party that you're... I remember you.
Hey.
I think that's a move. I think the friend... either you go mutual... there's two routes. Mutual friend. Or you just... own it.
Yes.
Own the creepiness. Hey, I know this is creepy, but I had no other way of finding you. I thought we had a good conversation. Yeah. Wanted to say what's up. What do you got going on this weekend?
Find a funny aspect in that last creepy 2-minute conversation he had and bring that up.
Totally.
So she can remember you, because in reality, she's probably not even thinking of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
She probably totally forgot.
She's like,
click into trash, empty
I'm
trash,
done with this
gone.
Five.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com.
And don't have an attitude to Jared. Calm down.
I like this one. This is a good email. Female openers. Okay. Are you on any dating apps right now?
No, I'm not on any dating apps.
So I've been on Bumble. And
I heard about Bumble, man.
Bumble's great. Okay.
That's what everybody's telling me, but
Bumble's great.
I know a guy that got burnt on it, so.
What happened?
Well, he says his dick is itchy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Gotta be careful.
Do I know this person? That sounds.
He's a young comic.
I just literally started sweating.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just everybody just out there fucking.
You gotta be careful.
But now that the whole, I've never actually physically been on the app, but I understand that now women have the power, right?
Yeah, girls have to say hi first.
Hi.
The funniest part is some of the openers are like, they're brutal because women have never had to do this. You know, I'm serious. They're brutal.
What was the
been putting them on Instagram.
Okay.
I put up one of...
what's a woman's game? I got to see.
Some of them are like, what's your favorite color, musician, and athlete? I'm like, this is too much. What the fuck? Come here to fucking, like, you know...
It's hard for a woman to talk game. Well, I see, because they want to approach you like, look, I'm not no slut. I like you, and I want to be...
I want to see what's up.
See what's up.
Yeah.
And eventually date you.
Yes. That's the problem.
Like, you'll get the pussy, but dating, not like
they're not. They also
fuck.
They
like,
also
they
aren't,
you know,
used to it. Like this, I like Bumble because we get to see girls fall on their face a little bit. Because we've gone our whole lives with girls being like, "Can you hear what he said to me in the bar?" And it's like, "Yeah, what else was he gonna fucking say?" You know, like, what do you think? We have this like group of lines that are gonna be great.
They actually are now. Like, so many times they all failed. But
so
yeah, you're right.
This girl wrote in, I'm a recent graduate who just moved to a new city where I don't know that many people. In the past couple weeks, I've become an avid Bumble user. So the girls have to say hi to you first on Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
I am a proponent of this app because it cuts down the numbers. Yeah. Like, a guy will say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
A girl saying hi to you is like, okay, that's an opener. Exactly. Now I know that there's some actual interest.
Narrowed it right down.
Narrowed it. So now I know from the podcast you and your Instagram, insert, I'm JTran on all platforms here. Yeah, you can find it on Instagram. I made fun of some chicks.
So Tinder's gone, right? Tinder's gone.
Is, you know, the problem.
I'm
with
done with it.
What happened with Tinder is that the curtain has been lifted.
Yeah.
All of our boners can be seen.
Yeah.
You know, all these creepy dudes on Tinder.
Thirst. Nothing but thirst.
Exactly. So at least
a lot
Bumble.
Of people, moms are on there too, man.
Yeah, it's gotten out of control.
A lot of moms and that shit. Jesus Christ.
So she wrote, you have some experience using the Sadie Hawkins style dating app. I was wondering if you have any advice on what a good opening line to message a guy is. I found that simple, hey, doesn't always get the attention I so desperately crave. I've begun getting more creative, and some of the most successful messages have been, wow, we're both ridiculously good looking, ... We should probably do something about that. But those conversations have been going to this weird place where guys suggest we make babies. Yeah. If someone said we're both ridiculous looking, I'd be like, oh, so she wants to fuck right now.
She wants to fuck right now.
That's like my guy thing where I'm like, boner goes to straight eggplant.
Yeah.
She wants the D. Yeah.
Another that has gotten a lot of interest is, you look too good to be true. I hope you're not a catfish. Yeah, you
she
can't.
Said that?
She said that, and those are gonna work because that when you talk about a guy's looks, he immediately is like, "Oh, she wants to give me a blowjob and then leave right away."
Yeah.
Like, you know, we don't think it's like you're just being nice. You know?
Wait, but she called the guy a catfish?
She was saying like, "I hope you're not a catfish."
Oh,
like,
not
that's
okay,
how good looking you are.
I thought the actual.
What are some of the more creative, interesting bubble messages that you've gotten, or does none of this really matter, and I should just put up some more revealing pictures of myself in my profile? Love your opinion, keep crushing it. So nice. What do you think? It's tough. I don't want,
what's her intention though? Like, her intention just to meet guys and
she wants to meet guys and go on dates.
And go on a date, right?
That's the thing. Like, you have to get past this like creepy barrier. Mm-hmm. Cause like, listen, every guy, when we swipe you right, we're like, oh, the only thing you're thinking is like, I'd bone. I wouldn't bone.
Yep.
So like, matching is I'd bone.
Yep.
So you have to go from there. And you have to discern between I'd bone and date that's the tough thing, because like, you could get down a conversation with a guy and you can go 30 lines and go back and forth and have a great conversation, and it would still mean I'd bone.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't mean.
I like this, man. I like thinking like a woman, man.
Yeah.
For her. So I would go friend zone. I would pretend to be his friend. Like, try to find out what sport he likes.
Yeah.
Like, what team. Like, hey, do you see those Patriots or something? Something. Like, I'll look at his profile and she's like, oh, yeah, they're blah, blah, blah. Maybe get some facts, some educated like facts, and then come as a friend.
Yeah.
If
I'm a girl, never mention a guy's looks, because we'll immediately assume.
Go for a dick. Exactly.
We're immediately like a naked waiting at your door.
Go sports, go movies, go something. I don't know. Something to get him off of thinking dick. And then
the things I hate the most are when girls are like, it's like this like 30 questions thing. You know, like,
that's what they do.
They do like,
it's a questionnaire.
So the creative ones I've gotten that have annoyed me, it'll be like, so what's your favorite music and why? And it's like, I don't want to fucking do that. That's not a real conversation.
That's an SAT question.
Yeah, I'm not looking to study for this exam. So then you get the other question is, hey, how was the weekend? That's like a very normal thing to get.
Yeah.
You're only answering that if you're attracted.
There you go.
So more than, you know, the initial I'd bone.
I agree.
So this girl's question is, yeah, it doesn't matter. He'll talk to you if he's attracted. It doesn't matter what you say. You know, but...
Well, I mean, just don't go for looks or anything that can lead to... make a guy go, she
go
wants
to that weird
deep
place. If I'm a girl, I go straight for food.
Okay, yeah.
Talk food.
Food's a good one.
You know, and if a guy's attracted... Like, you know in Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
They made Brad Pitt, like, bite an apple. He was always chewing in every scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they said that there was some sort of science to that where they, like...
Okay.
He was, like, better looking because he was chewing in all these scenes. Like, for whatever reason, it, like, brought him down to earth. There was some sort of scientific thing that was done on this.
I never heard that. That's
so weird. I think when a hot chick is talking about what she ate, or if you're into that, you're just like... in, because like, that's something that you like to do too.
I don't know, that'll make me go, this bitch is reaching. Like, what does she want? Like, the hell you talking about my damn fruit?
Some girl once talked to me about, like, she was like, she mentioned that she like had her bagel today. I was like, did you leave the apartment today? And she was like, I left just to get a bagel. And I go, my response was, if it was a cinnamon bagel, I'm ending this conversation right fucking now.
Hilarious.
Okay, and she was like, oh, that's a little personal. What type of bagel? Now we're flirty about the bagel.
Okay, there you go.
Do you know what I mean? Like, at least that rat tat tat. Like, be fun, be positive, ask questions. I think the opening line that would work best is to talk about the bio.
Yeah.
If you don't talk about don't talk about their looks, because in my mind, I'm like, I guess
the bio's great.
The king of all sex has to do it again.
Do it. Man.
Guess I gotta bring that D.
That's it. All this pussy's all on me. God damn. Wipe my shoulder off.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nori Davis, @NoriDavis on Twitter. Let's go to two chicks, two schools.
Kappasai balls.
What's up, J Train? Let's get right to it. I'm a senior in high school.
Oh,
I love
the crusher.
Love the high school emails.
Right?
I've stumbled upon every horny high schooler's school guy's dream, and I need some fucking help. There's two girls, both want to fuck. Yeah, this is on the same thing as the Bumble message. Like, he's just like, my mom thinks I'm good looking, so I'm fucking. Let's talk about Girl A. Girl A goes to my school, has her fair share of flings with guys, and earns herself an 8.72. Right. You know the rating system here on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. 8.72.
Face, body, personality.
8.72.
That two rating.
That
boom.
Two. Wait, what's two? Personality?
Yeah.
Shit.
But 8.7. Girl B doesn't go to my school, shares about just about every interest, and is a 7.89. The question is...
Wait, but what could be the question? It's like, so girl B is really cool and hot.
Yeah.
Hang out with her.
But she's at a different school.
Where? In like...
The one he likes is
Alabama.
At a different school.
When you're, like
when you're listen, when you're in high school, another high school may as well be Germany.
Yeah,
it may as well be another country. You don't, you know, listen, that is far off territory. You got to travel. You got to get in a car that isn't even yours.
We have four high schools in my town, and we just never, ever affiliate with each other. I
right?
get that. Yeah,
there's,
exactly.
You are in a Petri dish when you're in high school.
Hilarious.
And you to travel out of that Petri dish is like
an
epic journey.
You got to get permission from your mom. You got to get a ride.
Yeah, you got to get a buddy to
they
come.
They got to know where the hell you're at.
You don't know what other fucking chicks
they
she's bringing
those
along.
Guys over there.
He writes, Ken and how can I go for the back-to-back?
Oh, back-to-back on some Drake shit.
This guy, the good news is that girl B and I both don't want to start a relationship before college. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But want someone to chill with and fuck until we go our separate ways. I don't want to fuck this up the possibility of being with girl B, but want to fuck them both more than Jews love a good deal.
Bad joke.
Would love to have some advice, even if you don't answer this on air. Thanks, and keep up the good work. Loves the Man Sam podcast. So,
thank you, buddy. So I take back any criticism of your question.
How does he get with both chicks?
Just, I guess, do it. Like, I don't know what the problem was. What, I don't understand the problem.
I don't understand. He has the perfect situation in my mind because, like we're saying before, in high school, those are two different countries.
It's two different countries. Yeah.
So, and I mean, if you're gonna hook up with two girls, you have to make sure that I've given this advice before on the podcast. I can't believe I'm even referencing.
All right, I gotta hear it.
I have a buddy who he went to Ohio State. He played
football
and basketball. So,
all right, got you.
He would always give great advice.
Okay.
And his advice, he was like, you got to separate the circles.
Yeah.
So his whole thing was like,
schools,
you can't have two girls that would ever interact.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls, it doesn't seem like they would. So even if she tells, if girl B at the other school tells a friend, that's another friend that doesn't know your girl. Like it's a very, social media makes this whole thing tough. Because
there you go. Yeah, don't take no Instagram pics.
Yeah, you gotta stay away.
All right, player pimp. No Snapchat.
So
yeah, look, I'm not really on there. Delete your profile.
You could be on her. You could be on her profile, girl B, at the other school. You just can't be on your profile. Here's what you do. Okay.
I don't think he could be. They can't be on his profile. Not both of them.
No, he can be. He can be on theirs. He just can't have them on his. So you have to be when you go hang out with it. So girl B, what you do is you set up away games.
Mm-hmm.
You go to her parties.
Yeah.
You go to her hangouts. You do movies in her town.
Yeah.
And then you never take out your phone.
Yep.
She'll notice it.
Or put on silent. What's that? The whole thing.
Airplane mode. Yeah,
airplane
you want to never
but
touch
you
your phone.
You can quiet the person for that time.
Totally. But but
you
girls can. Notice when a guy is a phone guy or not a phone guy.
Yeah.
So if you go no phone for this whole interaction, he's never on his phone.
Hell yeah, man.
So now you're out of the social media game.
Live like the 1960s,
yes,
man.
You
have
are.
A family in Florida and a family in New York.
Yeah, there you go. This is a madman shit.
A madman shit.
Yeah, so you got to go. You got to go 1960s style dating with girl B at the other school. At your school, you're flirty, you're hang out with girl A, you know, you're social with her, and you only bring one buddy to girl B.
Yeah.
Don't extend it to three buddies,
because
that third buddy
best
will fuck
friend
you up.
And show how much y'all boys, you really like her in your circle.
Yes.
And then she feels like, oh, he knows, blah, blah, blah.
So if you go, you go away game for the away girl, you bring one buddy to the party that she has at her whatever her thing is. And now that's like a, you know, he brought his friend, he never looks at his phone, you're a trustworthy
Live
guy.
Live two different lives, homie.
When really, you're an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a dick.
Really? You're the biggest dick in the world. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com here with Nori
Mazel
Davis.
Tov.
At Nori Davis on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. Fucking awesome comic.
Oh, man. Love you, Jay.
Let's do it. Friend that nobody likes.
A friend that nobody likes.
What's up, J-Train?
Nobody likes that.
Longtime listener from a Big Ten school in the Midwest. Sorry I don't got any clever, douchey nicknames like most of your listeners give, but I need your advice about a certain situation that my boys are in. During my sophomore year, I met this kid who at first seemed pretty chill since he had the connections to the parties. You know that guy.
Yeah.
Connection
I know where to go, man.
Yeah, connection to party guy can go way two different ways.
Yeah.
He's never just a medium dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always extremely douchey or just like the best guy in the world.
Oh, okay.
You know, like all right. Because connection to party guy, you have to be very out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just really get around.
Shit and yeah. Like, never backs it up. Or even the shit that he does talk is not what you expect. You're like,
exactly.
Oh, this is the worst.
Yeah. He's like, oh, it's going to be awesome. We got bottles at this party. Yeah. It's going to be great. Then you show up and he's like, I need $1,300. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, what the fuck happened to this kid? So during my sophomore year, pretty chill. However, since then, he has become one of the most annoying fucking people I have met. The guy constantly talks about the most nerdy shit all the time. And to top it off, he performs magic and card tricks at house parties.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him right now. When you hit send on that email, you should have been
magic, dude.
Magic and card tricks?
Yeah, let me tell you what doesn't get girls wet. Ta-da! That'll dry a girl up pretty quickly.
Out a deck of cards?
And then they go home and they're like, he had a friend that kept doing magic. We just wanted to drink.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got to get rid of this dude. To make matters worse, the walking sack of shit has been inviting his buddies over to our house whenever we have parties without our permission. When he does bring people, they're all a bunch of fucking weirdos, including the few girls that he does invite, which are all straight fives across the area code method.
Damn.
these rankings.
Abracadabra, five.
He just turned them all into pumpkins.
Five.
We've kicked him out a few times now, but each time he acts like it's no big deal. Oh, he doesn't even get it.
Oh, he's delusional.
My question for you is how do you get rid of a person that thinks they're your friend and was wondering if you had a similar situation? Keep up the good work on the podcast as it makes the shitty walk to classes enjoyable.
One word, intervention, baby.
Really? You sit him down and you go, we're not your friend? Down.
Yeah, we hate you. You got to get out of my face. Or just like, don't even talk to him no more.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to talk to him. I guess that would be nice. We were girlfriends, but I know, a guy, I'm just not going to answer your texts no more. He just always shows up.
Yeah, you got to not answer the text. In my fraternity, we had a couple guys that we were just like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, people in groups are pretty cruel. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. We were pretty mean to some of these people. Mm-hmm. And it got loud. Like, you can only a guy can only feel like he's being cock-blocked so much before he goes insane. You know, you can only hear ta-da so much.
Three times. Yeah, yeah.
Then you're like, get the fuck out.
Jared, you know? Is this your card?
Yeah. This is No, but I'm saying, this happens a lot where you'll be like I remember we had a guy in my fraternity where people were just like, get the fuck out. We're not listening to this anymore. Nice. You know, like, we're done. Right,
well, that's
someone will blow up on this dude.
So then, he should blow up and go straight forward unless he doesn't want to have that confrontation. It's going to be a confrontation.
I wouldn't want the confrontation because I'm just, that's it's not how I would want. If I'm this dude, I would, you got to send.
Shit on his tricks. Shit on, like, yo, stop pulling out your goddamn, like, do uno calls, nigga. Like, do something else.
Yeah,
like,
the magic
needs to be made
fun of. Nobody
cares about magic no more.
I mean, you got to make fun
of
the magic.
Yeah, make fun of it. Keep shitting on it. Then he's and then, everybody doesn't like this.
Yeah,
that shit sucks.
You got to have some funny jokes about the magic. And funny enough where the whole group is laughing and it doesn't seem mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at least it's like, we're all laughing and you're not.
But it's still true.
And it's like,
there's
letting
still
them
some
know.
Truth to that joke.
I remember a guy in my house, he was kind of nerdy, and he would wear his Saturday night shirt.
Yeah.
So
I'm going out a Saturday night.
So I would always bring up the Saturday night shirt at all costs.
Was it like Hawaiian or was it like a polo?
It was just, it looked like it was made out of plastic
and it was
shiny.
Oh, shit.
It was just like,
at the Roxbury, huh?
But even to admit that this is your going out shirt is so fucking nerdy. You know, like, that's the ta-da of shirts, you know?
Yeah.
So I would basically, that would be the Saturday night shirt would be the punchline to every joke.
Yeah.
Like, even if we were making fun of someone else, it would be about the Saturday Night shirt. You know,
that's
like
a great,
you know,
advice. Like, anything like, yeah, let's
if you're making fun of Dude Four, it's still coming back. The callback is to the magic.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta
always
bring
it
up
to that magic as some douchebag punch.
I think also the nicer way to do this, if I'm gonna give like very nice and solid advice, is to go up to him and be like, hey man, we like having you at the party. Like, lie to him. Yeah. We like having you at the parties. You're a good guy. You got to cut the magic shit out. It's creeping out the hot chicks.
Yeah, man.
And make it about hot chicks. Because no dude is going to be like, no, but I like doing the No, hot chicks, man.
Hot chicks.
Hot chicks. Yes. Just keep repeating that and he'll get
hot
it.
Hot chicks.
And,
above a seven.
Yeah, we don't need...
You and your fives need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, TFM podcast.
5, 10, 15, 20, your ass out of here.
TFM podcast at gmail.com. Here with Nori Davis, at Nori Davis on Twitter. We got great emails this week. I'm really pumped. You're killing it, man.
You're killing it, goddammit.
Let's keep it going.
This is dope.
Dating a girl still in college. Okay. You ever dated a girl that was still in college?
I dated a girl. She was still in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she kind of dropped out of it. I don't think she ever even went. I think that was just some smart shit she wanted to say to me.
She's just trying to be cool.
I'm not even.
She's like, yo, I'm at DeVry.
Yeah, I'm at.
Things
are
good.
I do a couple classes and then like none, no more.
Yo, J-Bone, what's good? Sorry to have disappointed you by actually using a term of endearment instead of calling you a piece of shit. Just very thankful to you for getting me through Cube life so far as I graduated in May.
Cube dog!
And beginning my life in the real world at a job I hate. Well, happy to help, man. So here's the deal. I met my girlfriend at school, SEC school, before I graduated. She's a 779. Legit coolest, funniest person, let alone girl I know.
Nice.
Any friends of mine who've met her think she's amazing.
Nice.
Awesome. Sounds great. Still a junior at my alma mater. I'm working and living in New York, but I'll go down and visit whenever I can. Who wouldn't want to go back and hang out in a college whenever possible? And I'll make it to her sorority formals.
Nice.
Okay. So he's doing it.
He's coming and going back.
That being said, I can't exactly make her sorority's date parties on a random Tuesday or Thursday. Of course you can.
Yeah.
She had one a few weeks ago and was planning on taking a girlfriend of hers, not in the sorority, but her social chair pushed her to take a guy in a frat platonically because a bunch of his friends were going and she wanted her to foster Greek relationships. I guess I get that, but okay. At the time, I figured it was cool. I actually knew the dude, and he knew we were dating, so no worries. As expected, everyone got hammered, but unexpectedly, he apparently made it very clear throughout that he was hoping to hook up with her at the end of the party.
Mm.
Of course he was.
What your nothing man got to do with me?
Nothing happened, but I still have a great feeling coming away. Don't have a great feeling coming away from this. I'm not an idiot. It's in every guy's nature, including and especially myself, to want to get with every hot girl they see. But I also trust my girlfriend. She has another date party coming up. I'm wondering if I say anything along the lines of maybe taking a girl like you planned the first time more than anything. I hate being that guy who tries to tell his girlfriend what to do or come off jealous in any way. Like I said, love the podcast. Any input on this situation would be awesome. This is a very good question.
It is.
Tough situation he's
in. It is, but I think he has to be that guy. He has to be not that he's insecure, but like if you trust your girl, then
we would be insecure too.
We
would feel the same way.
I would tell her how I feel. I would tell my girl like, yo, I don't like this guy.
And the other thing,
why can't he go? We should just fucking go.
Well, I think he says
he should go.
The school,
he'd be right there.
Well, the school's in the south, and
piss
he lives
on
in
his
the
property.
Yeah, go
take it. I am here.
Yeah, pee everywhere, then leave.
Shelly is mine. God damn it!
Expensive piss.
And you.
Well, he said his school's in the south, and he lives in New York, so he can't go to
my
every
bad,
event. So I understand where he's coming from. Also, when you're the graduated guy, you don't want to get in college drama because it looks pathetic on his part. And I understand where he's saying, where he's like, if he goes and makes a big stink of this, he loses his like graduated, got my job, coolness,
his whole coolness
to his girlfriend.
I get that, brother. Okay,
so
I
no, but I hear what you're
I'll
saying.
Bring it back.
I think you're right though that something has to be said. It's just the way you say it.
Yeah,
because I think bringing the guy because the sorority forced her. There's a lot of this sorority shit that girls will do that they'll make into a huge deal that isn't actually a huge deal. And I know this happens all the time. Girls will come up to him and be like, hey, what's going on? And they'll be in college.
When is that day of the dance? Like, it's usually on a Tuesday, he said?
Well, he's saying this is like a Tuesday night party.
Great. he should forget about, go to strip club, fuck a stripper, and then go home. Done. Done.
Great advice, yeah.
101. That, just in case she does something, whatever.
Yo, the best Tuesday ever and the worst Wednesday of your life.
There you
just
go.
Sitting there like, oh my God, what did I do? What? I'm flying to Alabama to hug you.
I'm flying to Alabama right now. No, go fuck Sparkles. You'll be all right.
I just think with this shit, he's in a situation where... I don't like what girls will do is their sororities, they'll over dramatize everything. Okay. You're in college, you literally have nothing to do but study and go take a test. Mm-hmm. So, like, things are pretty easy compared to the real world where there's every test you study for, you could fail. Yep. It doesn't matter. And you know,
yeah,
that you
but
read
it has
the book.
It always has to be an episode of Dynasty. My teacher was so hard today.
Like, that's what I'm saying. And what sorority girls will do, and they'll be like, you'll go up to them and be like, hey, what's going on? They're like, Nationals is going crazy. And you're like,
my whole world is coming down.
We're kicked off of campus. One more thing, and we are kicked out of campus forever. And you're like, yeah, one more. Come on. They talk about Nationals like it's the great and wonderful Oz. You know, like it doesn't exist. They don't give a shit. They're not coming to get you.
No.
And I know they all think this, and every girl's like, no, but ours is the worst.
Yeah.
They don't care that much. So, like, the girl... I don't really think that her sorority president saying we need to foster great relationships, so bring this dude with a full erection to your party.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's fucking bullshit.
That's totally forced.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a...
That's very forced.
That's like, you know, that's a little step beyond helping.
I don't understand
helping.
The Greek life, so I don't want to overstep my bounds.
I hear,
you know what
I get
so,
it,
I get
but
it.
I also like, there's other
no
girls that could have done
to that. Alpha Psi balls. You know what I mean? I don't know, so I totally understand where you're coming from.
I think what he needs... He can't mention... the party, like, it's over, it happened.
Yeah.
He knows she didn't hook up. That's cool.
Dope.
You need to still be confident, graduated guy with a job who's making money.
That's right.
And you have to just say to her, what's the deal for the party? Like, just ask her, be like, what's your plan? Are you gonna go with a friend? Are you gonna who are you gonna bring? Like, bring it up in conversation as literally like it's not just a part of your conversation that you guys would have. And when she says, oh, the sorority's making me bring a guy, be like, really?
Yeah, again.
That seems a little bit of a stretch. You need to bring a, you have to bring a dude.
Yeah, have that conversation.
And then when she's like, and then just say to her, like, be like, hey, just remember what happened last time. Like, a guy's going to try and hook up with you.
Yeah, exactly.
And say it like you don't, like, say it in the way where it's like, you just know what's going to happen.
Just
not that you care.
Yeah.
You're just saying, here's what's going to go down. The guy's going to come and he's going to try and hook up with you.
No,
have a fucking good
father.
Time.
They're all trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
All right.
They're just throwing dicks.
They're all throwing dicks at you. And don't you catch one, baby. Please.
But don't say no to her. But that's the thing. That's what you don't say because that shows jealousy. So when you say to her.
I think that's kind of cute. No. She wouldn't like the jealousy. You wouldn't be flattered like, aw.
He
cares for me.
Just be like, yeah, if you bring that dude, he's going to try and fuck you.
Yeah.
And then just like, you don't even care. And then she'll be like, oh, he doesn't even care. Like, now it's her question. No, you know he's not.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We'll see who's right. And you kind of, like, smirk over the phone. That shows a confidence that, like, you know she's not going to hook up with her because it sounds like your relationship is pretty good. If she does, okay, fuck her. You're in the real world. Go meet a fucking... Go pick up Bumble and get on your way.
Yeah.
But this is actually a test. And if you guys... And you, I know you're into this relationship. It sounds like a really good one. It might be the one. What you're doing is saying, hey... Go have fun. I trust you complicitly. But I don't trust this guy. I trust this guy to do exactly what I would do.
Exactly.
You know, and saying that means that you know more than the average college guy, which is really showing, you know, is a hot, confident thing to do.
He's the snake. Don't eat the apple.
I
just
like
don't
that.
Eat the apple.
Don't eat the apple.
Chella, don't eat the apple, but I think she's got your back. She'd be cool. And you should just go to Sin City in the Bronx on a Thursday, right? They got this contest, Stripper Idol.
Oh, Stripper Idol.
Man, dude, you can pick you something up for only a couple bucks.
Comics love Stripper Idol.
Oh, my God. It's great.
Explain it for the listeners
at home.
All right,
so Stripper Idol is where a whole bunch of amateur strippers audition to be the actual main strippers in the club. So it's a stripper open mic.
So if you ever know a comic open mic, you'll know that like there's like five dudes there, girls there. They're like, oh, they're doing it. Then there's five people there. They're like, oh, my God, this is insane.
Exactly.
That's the same thing as Stripper Idol.
It's all like, and then bull dykes and lesbians are there. But there's and then there'll be like that hot stripper from Atlanta, and then she'll be last on there, and then she just gives like a huge show. It's just fantastic.
It.
So, yeah, so Fred, Jeff, whatever your name is, yeah, go get you some ass, and then forget about it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email, then we'll go to the news. I'm looking, what do we think? Unemployed, what do I tell chicks?
I got no money.
Group project to hook up, underground fraternity, solo bar game, weird roommate troubles, cautious girl, public drunk, freshman problems, parents say yes, girl said no.
That public drunk's kind of cool. Which one? Anyone you want, buddy.
I think we've done something similar. Let's do...
the same list.
Girl with extra elbows.
What?
Pounds.
Oh.
LBs.
Oh, LBs. Oh.
Ah, veteran rush. What extra do you think? Any of these scream out to you?
the solo motherfucker.
Solo bar? Okay. Yo, J-Train, I'm in a new city and I've got a question for you. Before I moved here, I was used to always hanging with a big group of bros I could hit up on a daily basis to hang out with. Now that I've moved, I don't have that anymore. My question is, can you go out to bars or clubs on your own without looking like a loser? Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. What do you think? You ever go to a bar by yourself?
No.
No?
No.
Never?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm an alcoholic, so I go to bars by myself.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, my best friend does. I don't. I just go where everybody's at socially. So going there, I think that would be cool. Why not? I don't think. He might feel a loser for himself, but he shouldn't.
Don't go to clubs. That's out.
Yeah.
Music's too loud.
I mean comedy clubs. When I say comedy clubs, but.
He means like nightclubs.
Nightclubs?
You got to go to like, as a guy who's done this before, okay? If you go to a nightclub, if you go to where there's loud music, you're fucked, okay? Yeah. Hey, what's up? I said, what's up?
Yeah. Hey!
Hey!
This is a great band! Yeah, right?
On that. So you got to go to a bar that, there's a great bar that I go to on my own where the music's low enough.
Yeah.
Lights
like
are...
Like a lounge, like a chill lounge?
It's more like a... There's kind of this new version of bar that's coming up where it's like a classy... It's right above having TVs, but it's right below the lights being too dark.
Okay.
So it's above a sports bar, and it's below a lounge.
Okay.
And I'll give them a plug.
Classy sports lounge.
Penrose is the place I like going to because there's a back bar, a little quiet. You can get a seat at the corner. And I've had, and you just hang out.
Yeah, just
and
chill out.
Have a drink, sit on your phone. The phone is really... has made it so easy to be an alcoholic.
Is your friend. Kind of
That's your hangout.
Companion. Instead of you just sitting there just looking around looking crazy.
Totally.
You are on your phone.
I go and get drunk and I'll tweet a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get a little loose. I'll throw out some tweets. And then what you do is, we brought this up on a past episode. The advice is side comment. Side comment.
Yeah.
Girl, if a girl and her friends come up next to you, I was at this bar once and I was with a friend of mine and him and I are sitting there and this fucking loser kept going around to girls and basically doing card tricks. Like he was like, he was
the magician was back. Yeah, God damn, this thing is everywhere.
He did the,
abracadabra.
He did like kind of the pickup line version of abracadabra. Like he kept going up to girls and doing kind of like gamey shit.
Oh God!
And it was really looked horrible. Like we're watching
my car, bro. Guess my car. Guess my car. Go ahead. What car is that?
And you know what it did? It opened it up for us to talk to girls because he walked away and we were like, "How about that guy?"
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh my God, did you see that?"
Yeah, kind of set you up.
Every girl wants to talk to a guy who notices what they notice that is weird.
Exactly.
So if you see a guy that's walking around a bar, you kind of have to throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
That's like doing the gamey shit where he's trying to open up a lot. You can't be too much.
Exactly.
So if you call out shit.
Double Dutch it, baby.
Yeah, the side comment does a great thing for you because what it does is like, how about that dude? I know.
Yeah.
And then you notice it. Yeah, what was he saying? He was saying this shit, this shit, this shit.
Spark.
If there's no weird dude, side comment like, oh, if there's a game on TV, I just said the bar that doesn't have TVs, but if you're in a nicer bar, talking about the game, oh yeah, I just came to watch a game. What are you guys doing here? What's the plan here?
Yep.
And I've even had girls where they want to know why you're alone.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like an okay looking dude, you're sitting on their phone. If you're on your phone with better shit to do,
yeah.
They're like, what are you doing? What's the deal? You got friends coming? Nope. Yep. Just here to hang.
Nice.
Yeah. Just here to see what's up.
That's kind of like the powers that be, man. That's all the universe. Depends on the bar he goes to and see what happens. But as long as he has his phone,
just don't look rattled. Don't look rattled. You can't look like you don't want to be there.
Exactly.
Be there, and you know what? Not talking to anybody is not a loss.
Yeah, don't be there thirsty. Like you're there to actually meet somebody. Just be there because you want to be there.
I
want to
be here hanging, having a whiskey.
That's it.
I'm trying to relax after work.
There you go.
Just trying to get my mind off shit. Just trying to blow steam.
There you go.
And
That is about intentions.
That's the great advice, is to really, if your intentions are there, it's in anything.
Yeah.
If your intentions are pure, where it's just, I just want to do this. I want to hang out at the bar and hang out. Then girls see that and they're like, oh, he's not here just to throw his dick around. He's there because he's got other shit to do.
Yep.
And he'll talk to me because, oh, okay, he's got the time.
And while you're in your phone, you can ear hustle. You can hear, like, be aware of your ear hustle, man. Be aware of your environment, see what's happening. And
love it.
Then you can do that side comment. That's the first time I heard that. That's pretty cool.
Side comment, yeah. We brought it up on an episode a couple times ago.
That's a good
I'm liking it, too. Because
I do like
all you got to do is say something a little bit out there, referencing the room or something that's going on. Hey, I wish, you know, why aren't they playing I'll Do Anything for Love?
Yeah.
Don't you wish they had more meatloaf? And then they're like, what?
Great karaoke voice. Do you always do karaoke?
I did karaoke last week in Dallas.
Nice.
I did Spice Girls, If You Want to Be My Lover. That's great karaoke song. Do it. All the girls got into it. Don't do. I also did another song, All the Small Things.
That's a good one.
No, not a good one. Too many words. I couldn't do it.
Okay. Were you? How many drinks were you in?
I mean,
that's
enough.
That's a sober song. You gotta be straightforward. That's Guitar Hero.
But that's one of those songs where you read it and you're like, all the small things, and then now you're rushing along, and you're not really doing the song.
Oh, shit!
At least with Spice Girls, you have that like reprieve where it's like, if you want to be my love, you know that's part, so you can get back on track.
Do you always do karaoke? Or?
If I see a karaoke thing. Also,
I tried it last Thursday.
What'd you do?
I was stuck in the fucking book the whole time, and then I left and got frustrated because I'm like, which one will make me look good? Which one can I sing? Do I know the words of this? Ah, fuck.
You gotta go.
My spot's up. I gotta go do my spot.
Here's what you do. Hooky chick songs. Hooky chick songs.
So another one, like, Stevie Wonder?
No, you could do it. I have one buddy that does, he does some old like Stevie Wonder stuff.
All right.
At weddings.
Oh, weddings?
Kills it. Kills it.
We're at a bar.
Also, here, before we end with the emails, people have been sending me Snapchats of them doing leg kicks at bars, which is my signature move, and I love it.
Nice.
And they're doing it in ways that I never even thought would do it, because I do a high leg kick to try and put the vibe out.
All right.
And they are sending me them, and they're great. So keep sending those in. Nori, thank you for answering these emails.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me,
We're gonna come right back with the news. We're here with Nori. Nori, thank you. At Nori Davis. Go follow him, support him, get involved.
Alpha Kai Balls. Woo!
We'll be back with the news in just a second. I can't say life's a beach because it's what you make or make. You make your own beach, so you gotta leave. Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're gonna do some news. Nori Davis, thank you for coming on, answering the emails. That was
man,
awesome.
Thank you, man.
Fucking great.
Alpha 5Q in the house, my man.
Go follow, support Nori at Nori Davis. Also, on November 3rd, he's going to be on Tidal.com for their first ever comedy show.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Jigga Man.
Well, you said
laughs.
Aaron Berg is going to be on it too.
Aaron Berg, Toure. Yep.
Aaron Berg has been on this. And so.
Yeah, so Aaron Berg, me, and Toure. Cypher Sounds.
Cypher's great.
It's going to be dope. Tidal.com, November 3rd. And iTunes, home game. Check it out, y'all.
Go check it out. Chris Van Samp coming in from the booth. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
You can follow Chris on Twitter at Mansamp, and also the Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday.
Dope.
Before we get into some hypotheticals, because we got a bunch, keep sending the emails. They're so great every week. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can go to my website, check out all my dates and everything I got going, JTrainComedy.com. Also, we're here at Stand Up New York every Tuesday, standupny.com. You can use the promo code TFM and get free tickets to any show here. I know during the holidays, a lot of people come visit the city. Make your trip a little bit cheaper. Come to Stand Up New York. Use the promo code TFM. I love seeing you guys out at shows. And get free tickets to any show here. That's a deal. Also, go to standupnylabs.com, and you can check out all the podcasts here that they produce at the club. There's so many great shows.
They're all dope.
This one, Tuesday, was stories.
Race Wars. Raving in the conversation.
There we go.
It's a billion good ones.
Yeah,
all good ones. Also, if you know, I know some people are, you know, you can tell a friend. There's a way to help this podcast. You tell a friend, you get them subscribed. That's really nice of you. Another way to help us out is go on iTunes, give us a rating, 5 stars, make a comment. It really helps us out because iTunes, the more ratings and the more comments they have, the more we show up on their, you know, on their marketplace. Mm-hmm. So we want to keep spreading the word so we can keep getting great guests like Nori and keep this thing going and going strong. Let's do some shout outs. If you could please give me a shout out on my Snapchat, it is Ken She of the pond. Ken, S-H-I of the pond. Would love to see tits, but meh, almost anything is welcome. This guy went from
there.
Tits to anything. Right. J-Train, Snapchat, shout out to a poor man that goes to a basketball school during football season. Snapchat name VCU12. Thanks. There you go. Hello, I created my Twitter account recently because I like to point out obnoxious people who get offended. I'd love for you if you gave on my account a shout out. I attached a couple examples of the kind of tweets I send. If you think they're funny and worth mentioning, awesome. If you don't, he forgot to put his thing here.
Whoops.
Okay. If you don't think so, my dad was right. Well, yeah, send it in again. I'll shout it out. Find me, and then this is another guy. Find me on all platforms, including Snapchat. Deosaurus Rex, Deosaurus Rex with an X. Okay. Those are the shout outs. So if you want a shout out, email the podcast, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Title it shout out, and I'll shut you out. Let's do some would you rathers. You ready?
Yeah.
So these are like car hypotheticals.
Okay.
Okay. And
I did these before. I don't think so. I think it was just...
No,
like,
you didn't do it.
Yeah.
So these
this is a new innovation.
Yeah, there's a new innovation.
Man, I love it.
And some of them get gross.
Segment time.
let's do... okay, here's one. Hey, JJ the Jew Train. Been listening for a while
now.
And you're fucking hilarious. Great getting me through homework. He's a senior in high school. Listen, this doucher is voting for Trump. Help him change his mind by sending him shits, no tits to him. That's a weird reason to send him shits. Shane_Berg, he'd like him on Snapchat to get shits. Also got a hypothetical for you. Would you rather literally fuck a clone of yourself or have that clone sniff tons of muff while you get nothing?
Sniff, well, what,
so
sniff
I get
ass?
I get no sex.
What's muff?
He's saying I get no sex, but my clone does.
Yeah.
Or I'd have to have sex with my clone so I could have sex.
Sex. Jesus.
I'd bang my clone.
Bang your clone?
Yeah.
You would?
I feel good about myself right now. Sure, why not?
Nah, I'm not fucking myself.
I know what I like. It'll be quick.
You get no sex forever.
Oh, wait. There's a time? We're
They're saying forever. This is indefinite.
Forever. I can't. I'm not Kanye West in it. No, I can't fuck myself.
Can't Kanye this shit?
Nah, I'm not Kanye in this shit. I'd let my clone fuck all this
world. Here's what
I'll
I would fuck myself, but I would set it up like a kind of like a Hasidic Jew. I'd put up the sheet.
All right.
And I'd have the hole.
The sheet, one hole.
And then I'd decorate the sheet to look like a woman.
A mouth, you know? A mouth, bro.
Here's another one. Sup, J Tits. Would you rather have a dumb phone, a Nokia brick phone, so you have for the rest of your life, or drink your best friend's cum twice in front of your parents?
Give me that goddamn phone. I'll be fine. Thank you.
Brick phone? What the fuck?
I'm fine with
Hold on. He has plenty of details. Hold on.
What?
He writes, serving size would be half a shot each time. Don't try to cheap this out and be like, oh, I'll just carry a tablet with me always.
Yeah.
You know that you think you can try and find ways to compensate for not having an iPhone, but let's be real. You'll be miserable without being able to check all the shits that you get sent to you. So what do you think?
But I got to drink a shot of my own cum or my friend's cum?
Half a shot. In front of your parents is what really changes things for me.
Yeah, why I got to bring my mom and dad in it?
Yeah.
That's what changes it.
He writes, P.S. looking forward to seeing you perform in Chicago in a couple weeks. Yeah, I'll be there the first week of November.
And fuck you. Tell him fuck you.
He writes, P.P.S. Nah, send as many dick and shits to my boy at David Kava with a K. We listen to the show every week, and you make our god-awful hour and a half commute to work, to school a little bit better. Keep doing what you're doing and always appreciate the life lessons you give out. So it's, would you rather the dumb phone or drink your best friend's cum twice in front of your parents? I guess you wouldn't have to tell your parents what it is. You could be like, oh, it's just, I'm drinking Purell.
You can reason this all you want. I'm taking that goddamn Nokia phone.
Nokia?
Yeah.
I could survive.
In the glow. It got snake on it.
Plus,
right?
Plus
snake
we're at the point with like the
I can
dumb
call.
Phone. Yeah, we're at the point with dumb phone where it'd actually be a conversation starter.
And I have a desktop. Right. I have a laptop. He didn't say nothing about
also,
that.
Also, it would save you from so many fucking pains in the ass. If you were like, ah, my phone just sucks. Look at it.
Yeah,
and girls are like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I go dumb phone.
I go dumb phone, man.
Would you rather eat out Nancy Grace than Rosie O'Donnell to orgasm?
I don't see the problem, but go ahead.
Or be in a 2-hour long threesome with Fran Drescher and Gilbert Gottfried. You don't have to do anything with Gilbert, though. I've spent 10 hours in a car with Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that.
Yeah, and that's basically like being in a threesome with him.
Oh, God. Well, who the first one? Who the first two?
It's Eat Out, Nancy Grace, then Rosie O'Donnell to Orgasm. So you got to really do it. Nancy Grace, it doesn't seem so bad to me.
Yeah.
So does Rosie look good. I saw she was doing stand-up now.
Yeah, and she's very funny.
Yeah, I think
Rosie's into women, though, so it might be. She might not be women. Into you going down on her.
I mean, she is it kind of like, I guess not.
Yeah. I mean,
this isn't Rosie's decision. This is my decision.
Exactly, yeah, right? Sure. This is our decision. And the other one was Gilbert Gottfried and who?
Fran Drescher, the nanny.
Fran looks great.
Oh, Fran's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
And Gilbert's watching? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And you just hear him in the car like, oh,
I like that. You look at that.
That's how he laughs. Oh, yeah, I would do that just to hear him come going like,
now.
Oh, you know, that's
now am I going to get the fuck cartel?
It would be bad if the lights were too dark and you couldn't tell the difference between Fran Drescher and Gilbert Gottfried. They had the same voice.
Manny. No, I'm with Fran, baby. And
let's do one more hypothetical. There's one last one. Jay Training Bra, let me hit you with this sick test of morality and judgment.
Oh, shit.
Here are the options. The Bee Gees Staying Alive is your permanent ringtone, which blares at full volume with no vibrate settings. The alternative is that the Staying Alive plays loudly in the background whenever your stick... your harpoon and a sleuth's meat flaps.
Oh. Jesus.
Okay, imagine doing TV interviews or at the funeral of a family member only to have your phone loudly declare in full falsetto that you're a woman's man with no time to talk. I love when he gets descriptive. So basically, Staying Alive plays loudly in the background whenever you have sex with a girl or you have the ringtone of Staying Alive that you can't switch to vibrate. If you pick the other option, I hope you're ready for an eternity of mid-tempo fucking. Coupled with the smooth sounds of the world's most obnoxious bass line, make your pick, Travolta. What do we think? I just love the image of me being at a funeral with
I'm imagining fucking the girl staying alive.
Yeah, I think she'd be into it.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'm fucking with staying alive. Also,
man.
You know, the thing to fucking is that bad sex, I think, happens when there's like things you're not used to going on.
Yeah.
So now this at least has a constant. It'll make you comfortable in any sexual
situation. I'm
bringing
a disco ball down. I'm dressing up. Fake chest hair on.
I'm not sure my Nokia phone's going to be able to play this ringtone.
No. Oh, man. Guys, send your hypotheticals to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
So a social justice blogger got angered by Bowling Green Fraternity's philanthropy. Bowling Green Alpha Tau Omega is the fraternity. They go homeless, quote, homeless every year. They go into like the quad area. Yeah. They like live in cardboard, you know, like little shanties that they build and stuff like that to raise money for a local food pantry.
Camping.
So it is raise money for something.
Exactly. Right. So they do this. Now, the blogger wrote, "This representation of homelessness is doing nothing to break down the stigma and stereotypes concerning people who are experiencing homelessness. In fact, it is reinforcing it." And they said that they even rotate in shifts of homelessness between classes and work and their social life, which are privileges. So they're mad at them for, you know, it's an interesting one.
This, my friends, is a conundrum.
Yeah.
I feel like we do these news items every week. Every week it's a new thing that somebody's like pissed off about. Does the ends justify the means?
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
They're dressing up as homeless people to raise money for homeless people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they go stay outside like in the middle of campus.
And they give that money to the homeless?
To a food pantry.
To a food pantry. Do they actually dress as homeless people or do they just camp out?
I hear that happens too. There are actors out there that are pretending to be homeless people and they take that money. They make thousands of dollars the week off of people's guilt. And people feel like they're filling in their own inner karma bar, but they're filling in other people's bank account. That's why... giving to the homeless, it depends, man. I could kind of tell how homeless you are.
Yeah, you got a spectrum.
Like, you look at their feet.
Yeah, the feet.
Look at
is...
the dirt on the fingernails. You know, you got to get real detailed with them. You can see the craziest shit.
It's kind of like one of those things where you see.
Definitely in the subway, not like on the street. Like
you ever notice that homeless jokes rarely, if ever work?
Yeah, yeah. Because really,
it's
yeah.
like you're beating up on.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I don't. Are they dressing as homeless people or are they just sleeping out?
And they're sleeping out. There's a picture of like the little setup that they have out there, but I would assume that they're probably. Some of them are probably taking.
Making the joke, yeah. taking yeah. liberties. I think
they
like,
do this in New York.
There's that Bowling Green.
That's the thing. Like if they're
so that's like the setup that they have out there.
Like Penn State. Let me say, Penn State has dance marathon.
You know.
Okay, yeah. I get it. I mean, Penn State has dance marathon, and where you dance as a to represent the money that you've raised for cancer.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's so I get it if they're like we're staying outside as a thing. You know, I think dressing up as homeless that kind of makes it stupid. Like I don't think. The thing is,
like, I'm not gonna go like pretend to be a cancer patient to raise money for cancer.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But I do
want this chemo help me. I need help. That's chemo like, stage four. It's like, what are you doing? I'm raising money for my cancer.
I agree. That joke is never gonna like go well for you. I understand like we want to make everyone like these offended people. They're not offended because it's just not funny.
It's just not funny.
You know,
it's just,
like
it's unnecessary.
Unnecessary. They could just they could camp out in honor of how what it's like to stay outside as a homeless person. That makes sense to me. The minute you try and make this joke is the minute that you're like, okay. If no one's laughing, you're not being offensive. You're just not funny. Everything funny is not offensive.
Exactly.
To me, you know.
Organization that they stand outside with? They have the water cooler, and they say they just drop in the quarter for the homeless, and you're fully dressed, you're fine. I forget that was like just do that. Just you know, ask money for the homeless. And then give it to them. You know what I'm saying?
Even just camp out and be like, hey, we're camping out to show that what it's like to live.
I don't think you need to camp out. I think that's kind of offensive. That's
you
like
think
playing,
it is?
Yeah, I think that's playing. You know, playing to what they actually have to live every day if they are really homeless. You know what I'm saying?
But this is like one of those things where it's like I
you can ask
now
ask
you
money.
But now you have this like new you have the people that get offended and then you have the other side are the people that are yelling at the offended people
right
just because they want to be racist or an asshole.
The tenor of the article basically where they're saying like how dare these people get upset at these guys who are doing something good,
but it's
but
also
like
I can understand
the
articles defending the people that are getting offended at that.
Exactly.
We are down a weird rabbit hole with this offensive thing.
See how it goes? Yeah.
Yeah, because now
that's bullshit. No, you're bullshit because you think it's bullshit. No, you two are bullshit because you think it's double bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
And then now it's like, that's the thing. I care so little about everything.
Yeah.
That it's like hard for me to even like
wrap my head around.
I literally see people get outraged about outrage and I'm like, I can't. I don't even know how
so
you
then
keep
fuck
up.
It. They're doing right. Kind of in the wrong way, but whatever. They're fucking doing something.
But you can still be an asshole when you give to charity. You can still be a dickhead when you like, you know, when you're giving. And you know, there's some organizations that you know their whole thing exists to make people money, and then they give like a little. Some of these places aren't even giving that much money.
Exactly, that whole non for profit.
Yeah, we don't even know who to trust, so who knows if they're even helping? So let's go to the next story.
60% of freshmen say they're not quote emotionally ready for college. 1,500 freshmen participated in the first year college experience study, and 60% admitted that they were emotionally unprepared.
I completely agree.
Hell yeah! The word emotional
makes it sound a little gay.
I felt sexually harassed my first year.
Yeah.
Mostly in career wise, like, I don't know what I want to do. No, you're going to fucking school.
I've always said, I had a buddy that took a year off before he went to college.
And that's so smart.
So smart. Yeah. You know, the thing about going to that first year, like, there are certain things that you don't even like just living on your own, the day to day of living on your own is just so different than the day to day of like going to high school and living at your parents' house. So adjusting in that, just like, adjusting to like laundry is like one of those things that you're like, oh,
feeding yourself.
I remember
other people around you.
Yeah, my freshman year, I was such a bum. Like
you went away, right? Like,
yeah,
I went away. I was in Delaware. So.
Yeah, and I didn't really know how to handle that. Like, and like I've told this story before, but I remember like it was like 2 months into freshman year, and someone was like, "Yeah, you can get all your homeworks on this website." And I go, "Wait, what?"
Yeah,
like I was 2 months into freshman year, and I didn't even know the website to get the homeworks.
Yeah,
like, and I was like learning this, and I felt like such an idiot. and you don't even know how to ask these questions. I mean...
But are we sounding like spoiled little crying mama boys?
Well, I think...
Like, I feel like you should be thrown into the deep end and learn to swim.
Absolutely.
But, I guess... Thrown into the deep end, but don't give us classes yet?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's people that were emotionally unprepared have lower GPAs, and they, you know,
so maybe just, like, live on campus, but no...
Well, this speaks...
Like, no classes yet, like, or just do some activities?
This speaks to the fact that too many people are going to college.
Well, yeah, because it's all capitalism, man. You know how much money that fucking shit
is? So I went to a school, they had a beach on campus, okay?
Yeah, that in Florida?
Yes.
I did a show there.
I did the show there, too.
Oh, those fucking kids.
Florida Gulf Coast. And the first thing I said to them, I go, how are you going to ever go to the real world? You already have a beach house.
Exactly.
And they were like, they looked at me like laughing. They're like,
I love your whole jokes. Your whole joke, your act is where like everybody's given a trophy. Like that's the millennials where.
Everybody.
And like you're not even, I would like to know, like I would like some classes about taxes. I would like to know some real life shit. Like my career instead of like.
I said to them, I go, do you realize none of you will have a beach house ever again in your life?
Yeah.
They looked at me
like you,
like I was insane.
Yeah.
Like they went to college and they get a diploma and a beach house.
Yeah.
Don't you believe in America?
And it's like that disconnect to me. I was like, are you fucking serious?
That's every time I do colleges, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, college expensive, bankrupt. I talk about that. They're like, what? It's like, you'll see.
Yeah,
like I feel like Chloe. You'll see, madame.
There should be one in college class where it's just opening your mail.
It should be me. Real life shit.
Yeah, like opening your mail.
Somebody's gonna steal your shit.
Looking at a bill that you're not sure is a bill or not.
Yeah.
And they're like, is it a bill or is someone asking you to get a new credit card?
Yeah.
You know, like that should be one class
in
college.
That's it, one class.
Oh, Papa John's coupon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like opening an envelope that makes you sweat and then finding out that it is just someone.
And then your wife cheats on you.
What do you do with that? Let's go
to
the next
story. Welcome to life.
This is a good one to end on. These are people that might have a beach house. The 1% need wealth therapy cope with issues of being filthy fucking rich is the title.
I've heard of this before.
Yeah, I heard of that too.
They don't know how to act in public.
There's this guy, and there's a real name, Clay Cockerall, who's the prominent wealth therapist.
Wait, Clay Cockerall?
That nigga owns ketchup? Like his family owns mustard or owns the color yellow or something.
Clay Cockerall. That is a great name.
Cockerball? Yeah, they own something.
Cockerballs?
They own.
His quote is, there's guilt over being rich in the first place, he said. There's this feeling that they have to hide the fact that they're rich. And then there's the isolation. Being in the 1%, it turns out.
We treat rich people horribly.
Yeah, we do.
I know. They pay for all our lights to be on. They pay for our roads. We should be a lot nicer to them.
We pay for the roads.
No, listen, you look at how much the percentage of how much money the taxes, you know, is from the rich people.
What do you mean? They don't give up the money then.
Don't need it.
Stand outside, give everybody $4.
We're tough on rich people in a way that we
then we won't be mean.
No, look at how we treat like Justin
Build
Bieber.
Build up better projects for us.
Like look how we treat Justin Bieber.
All right. What about him?
Like all of us wouldn't be as big a dickhead as Justin Bieber.
He's not wealthy. We're talking about motherfuckers that own my ancestors. That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about slave rich.
They built the color mustard. Like they built the color yellow to help that factory. So I get his therapy and, you know, just pull out the violin. Like, so I don't know what to do.
Their first goal is to shut this guy up.
Yeah. Like what's the article about? Like they just do therapy or like?
Yeah, it's about this guy Clay Cockerall that is like he has a profession where he talks to extremely wealthy people because they feel lonely and
to cope
isolated.
With their richness and stuff. Like,
but
that's what being rich does.
I'm jerking off.
Yes.
Like all right, well I get this.
His biggest issue is that he is going to lose all his business because now he's talking about it.
Yeah,
like no rich person going to go to
him anymore.
Daddy
will come down. I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and suck it up.
Yeah,
and go fuck a hooker. Okay, stop it.
But isn't that kind of like the goal of being rich though? It's to get away from the masses, have luxury, kind of have your own private stuff. But that is sort of what they're having.
Nah, I think this is just the nature of the world right now. We live in a society where like we are so hard on everybody.
I agree with that being hard on rich, and plus being rich isn't cool. Like,
not
I
cool
guess,
right now.
Like I guess when you're like, oh, like Beyonce, like, oh, that's cool. But like when you're born into it, like being poor and black is cool. It's trendy. Like look what we come up with. With what we got. They don't have that. They're just like,
there's a look.
Lacrosse. Like there's no LeBron of lacrosse. There's no Kobe of
water
polo. Yeah. What the fuck do rich people play? Everything that's dope is from the gutter.
Do you remember there was a polo guy that they tried to make like a star?
The polo guy?
There's a Long Island polo match every year where people go and get hammered at it. It's like a Veuve de Cliquot match, and this one guy was supposed to be like the big new polo guy. Yeah. And it just didn't go. Didn't work. Know. I don't know. I get
the therapy. He doesn't feel they don't pray.
Nobody's gonna cry for rich people. Go buy a friend to tell you you're great.
Irony, man. Your car's
dealt. Well, the key is to just don't do the shit that you can afford.
But
do some stuff that you.
Now they would feel villainized because it's popular to villainize a rich person.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of
just
shit.
Just go fund some poor people's shit. You have all that guilt. If not, man, go just live your life. Dude.
Go to Stripper Idol in the Bronx. You'll make someone very happy.
We can't deal our own cards. I mean, that's what you was born into, dude. I mean, it's not like the poor black kids and minorities, not black, just minorities they wanted to be in that environment. Like, I see they don't want to be in that environment. I get that. Everybody has their own struggle.
Everyone has their thing.
It's like, don't cry about it. Just, make good of it.
Nori, thank you for
dump
coming
it to
on.
The Scrooge.
Thank you for coming on. You were
the gold thing.
Yeah, the Scrooge,
Scrooge with the gold coins.
The gold
keeps swimming to the money it. Pit. That's why we want the money pit. Swim
you ever see
it.
the Family Guy where he jumps into it and then he just fucking breaks all his bones? So funny.
So good.
Nori, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, Jared.
Fucking great.
Alpha Kai Bowles. Woo!
At Nori Davis on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. Go check him out. He's an awesome comic. Mansamp, Chris, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, dude.
Go find him at Mansamp on Twitter. Also, the Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We will be back next Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
Love you, Jared.